Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. I hope you've had a super productive week. Now, very interestingly, my last episode about my emotional journey through my career was probably one of the most delayed responses I've had in terms of feedback yet. And it was really, really interesting because you guys were messaging me and saying, I listened to that. And it seems to me from the feedback that I got that it was a really reflective podcast, a really great opportunity for you guys to kind of look at where you guys are at and relate it to whichever part of the journey that you're on. And, you know, I just want to say thank you to those of you that message me, as I always do. It's very, very important to me. But most importantly with this one, with emotional journey, because one of the things that I spend a lot of my time doing with fitness professionals is guiding. This is what mentoring is all about. It's a guiding process. A lot of people think it's all to do with a one destination solving equation, i.e. if you want to make this is the one thing that you've got to do. And that's far from it. You know, throughout my whole career, you know, as you saw, listened to in the last podcast, and if you hadn't listened to it, listen to it. The emotional journey that I've gone on is just part of the process. And, you know, whatever you're trying to figure out, wherever you are right now, your job is to just work it out. Your job is to just work out what the message is and then learn from it and progress. And yesterday I had my inner circle mastermind. And for those of you who don't know what it is, if anybody does any personal mentoring with me or comes through my mastermind process, at the end of that journey, they are offered the opportunity to stay on and work in my inner circle program, which is essentially for people that have been through the initial stages of my business mentoring process. And I shared a slide with them, and I thought long and hard about it, whether or not I shared the slide with you guys, because these guys are investing in themselves and I spend a lot of time helping develop them. And I thought, well, I'm going to share today the slide from yesterday with you, because I want to give you the opportunity to move forward. Now, everything that I talk about on this slide, which is 10 points, interestingly enough, and the last couple of podcasts have been 10 points, but I want to give you 10 things to think about. When we actually get to the point in taking action with each of these steps, majority of you are going to need some guidance. You know, I've read books over the years, I've been on courses over the years, and even at lunch yesterday I was talking about how influential the presence of Charles Poliquin had been in my career and how he had been with people and how he'd kind of subliminally taught you to level up. And, you know, he would pay a lot of attention to guys that were in shape, he would commend guys that were in shape, and in fact he commended people that make him progress more than anything. And this is the big thing that I took away from Charles, is that he really was supportive of people moving forward. And that inspired me to make progress. You know, I wanted to a certain degree to attend future events and at least showcase to somebody that was a mentor and inspiration to me that I was progressing. It was like an accountability thing for me. So I said to the guys on the inner circle yesterday, you know, what I'm always trying to do with anybody that I coach is level up. I know that where I want to be in 3 to 4 years' time, that version of me has to be different. I have to take certain attributes of me up another gear. And with that, I analyze any coach that I work with or any entrepreneur that I work with and go, based on 10 things. And you've got to have systems that you follow and ways of measuring progress, because if it's not, you know, if you don't measure any progress, like your personal training clients, when they come to see you, every single person should have a measure of where they're at. And then you should have a, be able to track the data, measure their progress, and your role is to slowly take the person that you're working with up a level. Because in order for people to change their body shape, they have to be different to where they were when they came to see you, in terms of their discipline with food, in terms of their mindset, in terms of their discipline with training. And if they're still the same and they've been literally forced to lose weight and push through a diet plan, at the end of it, they're no different. And this is no different when I mentor coaches in developing their businesses. I look at where you are right now and I go, there's a lot of areas, or a few areas in some cases, especially with more entrepreneurial coaches that have been in the industry a long time, that I know that if I gave you 10%, 20% more, either coaching through that element or gave you guidance of where you can go to get that information, in some cases, spend some time reading this book, it's going to inspire you and help you move forward. And so today's episode, episode 86, is called Excellence Attributes. Now, if you know the mission statement of M10, it's the fact that we instill habits of excellence to our clients so that they can achieve a body and a mindset that they never thought was possible. Which essentially means that there is habits that we truly believe, one of them being mindset and psychology, one of them being nutrition and training. And within each one of those categories, there are areas that we work on to improve. And we know that if the six pillars within our attributes of excellence, and underneath psychology, there's even more that we work on, our clients will see success, and more success than they ever thought was possible. So when I look at a coach and I go, okay, we have excellence at the forefront of M10, but I have excellence at the forefront of my mind, and I'm not excellent. Excellence is a, there's no end journey. There's no destination point. So I love the word excellence rather than excellent. Excellence means moving forward to me, okay? Because it's a process of moving forward. So I want to share these attributes with you today. And rather than teach you every step of the way of how to accomplish each and every one, the first step is awareness. And whenever I work with anybody, the awareness stage is, do you know you're not like this? Do you know this is an area that could improve? And if I make you aware of them, you can be reflecting on them after the podcast. And if you know certain areas, there are areas that you want to work on or need to work on, there are always resources and access points to get better at those areas. But let me make you aware of them first. So when I look at excellence, every coach that I work with wants to get better. They have a goal of improvement. And my job, having been in the industry 16 years, is to look and say, where do I feel that you could improve? I have a measure of what I deem to be a successful coach and a successful entrepreneur. Now, using the word entrepreneur, somebody that's coming up with a solution to solve a problem in the marketplace. I don't mean entrepreneur in terms of millionaire. Entrepreneur is someone that's solving a problem in the marketplace and creates revenue streams as well from that. And it creates a destiny in the future and provides a vision and a mission for somebody to accomplish, right? So step number one, or number one for me, and I'm actually not going to call these number one because none of them actually have a level of importance. Let me say the first point that I'm going to bring up is internal drive. And when I say internal drive, I mean just getting up and getting stuff done without even questioning it, without procrastinating and panicking and, oh, you know, I lack this, I lack that. And I look at a coach and I will say, have you got internal drive? Is there that drive to get up in the morning and be the best coach you can be? Is there an internal drive to study? Is that internal drive to solve problems? And if it's not there, then my first step to you guys is, it's got to be there. And that's where you have to start getting very clear on your vision, very clear on the mission and what you're actually in the industry to accomplish. So my first question to you is, do you lack internal drive? Every point that I'm going to give you, I want you to score yourself out of a 10. And when we get to the end of the podcast, I'm going to get you to go down. Okay? So you've basically got 100 points. And by the end of this podcast, send me a DM on Instagram and tell me how you scored out of 100. Okay? The second point I want to bring you to is competitive but on your own terms. And what I mean by competitive but on your own terms, I mean you're aware of people around you in your market space, but you're not getting up in the morning to compete against them. Because what happens in a lot of cases when I look at what people are chasing, sometimes it's to be better than another person, which means not only are you losing track of what you want to achieve, you're chasing what somebody else wants to achieve and you're competing against their vision and mission. So I look at whether I can align that, because there's no greater gift I can give to anybody than rowing their own boat and it's got sides on it. It means you basically are not looking too closely at what other people are doing. We've always got our eyes on people, but our decisions are not driven by what our competition are doing and what we believe to be competition. So what do you score out of 10 for that? Confidence in your own abilities. What you know and your ability to deliver what you know. Whether it's marketing, whether it's finance, whether it's sales, whether it's your coaching ability. And I'll evaluate that. And if honestly you can say, I'm not very confident, then it would take a time for me, we should take time to sit back and go, where is this insecurity or lack of confidence stemming from? And then that begins a journey of self-discovery. And when I talk about looking at confidence for people, it could be your lack of knowledge in a particular field. So how would you feel if I told you that tomorrow you would know everything about that particular field? How would you score out of 10? Would you be more confident in your abilities? 100%. Or are you not confident in your abilities because you believe that you should be more skilled and therefore you're overwhelming yourself with something that will take time to develop? So confidence in your own abilities is the third one. Number four, or point four, or the next point, should I say, without calling numbers out, is action taker. And this is such a powerful one. Let's liken this to personal training. Can you give a client the diet to follow, the training to follow, and habits to follow, and at the end of the week, they've taken action. They've done it. Because if they haven't, guess what you've got to do? You've got to analyze why they're not doing it, right? Well, same thing with yourself. Why are you not taking action? What is it that's stopping you progress? But if you are an action taker, then you're actually going to be seeing a lot more progress. And so when you're going through these excellence attributes, I want you to give yourself a 10 out of 10. If you say you're going to do something, do you do it? But you'll know very clearly, are you talk with no action? I'm going to be here, I'm going to achieve that, but there's no action. And what I'm trying to get you to do, which is moving on to the next point, is be analytical. You know, internally driven, am I not? Am I competitive? Is it overtaking my own vision? Am I channeling myself against somebody else and comparing myself? Am I confident? Am I an action taker? And all of these questions, a person with excellence attributes, somebody that's moving forward, somebody that really wants to get ahead for themselves, for their own vision, is analytical. And being happy being analytical. I am happy all the time. My brain's continually challenging, you know, am I good in this area? Am I not good in that area? What do I need to learn more of? What do I need to learn less of? What do I need to do less of that's actually taking away from me being able to action what I want to do? So being analytical, and I think that's a great thing. If you're not getting to the end of every week and you're not analyzing what you're doing, you're not being analytical, like, this is useless because you're just going into the next week doing the same, okay? Growth-minded is the next point that I want to talk to you about. Just open to challenges. Carol Dweck, in her book, Mindset, talks about growth mindset and fixed mindset. And if you were a trainer that's settled with, like, this is me, due to my location, I can't charge more. Due to the gym, I can't improve. That's fixed. Due to the lack of coaching available to me, I'm not getting any better. Or the gym isn't providing me more education. On the flip side, you got growth mindset. Doesn't matter where I am. I'm going to make my mark and brand in this location and make my own reputation grow, and I will be charging appropriately 1 to 2 years down the line. I don't have inspiring trainers around me, therefore I will travel to find that information. Similarly to people that, you know, are on mentorship programs, mastermind groups, all of these type of people, they're growth-minded, they know. You know, even the guys that are going to be coming to see us on the 16th and 17th of February for the Average Joe and Body Transformation Seminar, growth-minded. I have people messaging me saying, when are you coming to Ireland? Excuse me, when are you coming to Scotland? Guys, I traveled to America within 24 hours notice to a seminar that I found out 24 hours before. My growth-minded is I need to be there, not fixed mindset, it's in America, I can't go. There is nothing that I can't go to or don't want to go to say that it's a limitation for me. So are you growth minded? Is it something, and trust me, whenever I work with somebody, I'm doing these all the time with them. And I'll go down this checklist and say, right, there's a few areas we need to focus on in order to help you progress. And growth minded, if I've got a fixed mindset person and they've come to me, you can switch that fixed mindset because it's an inbuilt mechanism that's saying, I can't, you know, I'm not able to. And so I'm going to tell this to you. Any of you that are sat at home this year and you haven't booked any seminars, you haven't invested anything forward, you're in a fixed mindset because 3 or 4 times a year you should be traveling. 3 or 4 times a year you should be meeting different people because excellent people, people chasing excellence, want to be in better environments, want to challenge themselves consistently. So here's a challenge to you. On a scale of 1 to 10, you know, where would you put yourself in terms of growth mindset? Are you talk without action? The next point, optimistic. Very, very simple thing here. Do you believe that what you want to happen will happen? Can you see it? With optimism, or do you doubt yourself? You know, every day I just don't know. I just don't know if I can. I live my life optimistically. I see a vision and I know. You know, there's a great book that I read and the name escapes me. It was about sporting greatness. It was a psychology book and all the research. In fact, it's at Nottingham at my apartment. So when I next go, I will get it and I'll remind you guys because I've talked about it a couple of times. If I can find it, I'll put it on my Insta stories. If I can find it on Amazon. However, my point here is, if you're optimistic, you live your life aligned with the fact that you know you're going to get somewhere. And that gives you internal drive. And that point at the beginning, which I said about internally driven, like, you got to know that you will get somewhere, but also at the same time, you got to know that if you want to get somewhere, you got to do all the work in between it. But the book talks clearly about athletes at the beginning of a 4-year process to the Olympics. You know, they don't wake up in the morning and question their abilities at the Olympics. Every single day is with optimism. Every single athlete that's working at the highest level, they're training for long periods of time, optimistic that they're going to perform at that higher level, not challenging themselves at all points. So optimism is essential. The next point is about passion. Most trainers wanting to become better lack passion. I mean, inside out passion. To me, inside out passion means that you just do more, care more, and it just becomes an inbuilt mechanism of yours. And the question here? Some of these attributes is very important. It was one of the guys on the inner circle said to me yesterday, you know, sit down with your wife. Have you done this, Mark? And Marsh and I go through our values regularly and look at our vision. In fact, this morning only, you know, I told her my vision. She told me her vision for her work and what she's doing. And it should make the hair on the back of your neck stand on end. But the passion is enthusiasm, excitement. Do you lack it? You know, people around you can say, you know, what would you give me on a scale of 1 to 10 for my passion? You know, and allow people to feed back to all these points that I've talked about, you know, in terms of a scale of 1 to 10, in terms of taking action, being internally driven. If you work in a gym and there's management, take this list and give it to your management and say, what do you think? And people closest to you, loved ones, wives, family members, just they'll know. And even people in your workspace, you know, say, look, I tell you what, you go through this with me and I'll go through it with you and we'll kind of score each other. But in terms of your passion, I know when I look at people with who are living their life by excellence, their business and their life by excellence, their passion is just, their eyes light up, and it's just insane to see. I see a lot of coaches and speak to a lot of coaches that say they want it, but the first thing they need to find is their insane love for what they do. Training, knowledge, nutrition, knowledge, deliverable, psychology, clients, you know, mindset. It's like a infectious energy. And one thing you find when you walk in M10 is, I've always said, it's an infectious environment for success. You know, one of our recent coaches has not been with us more than 3 months and has already improved so immeasurably. But that environment's infectious. There's passion, there's energy. And I want to know whether or not you have it. And that's a challenge for you today. The next point is, in terms of your excellence, are you in control? Are you in full control of your life and your business? That's a very, very, very important point for me to ask you. You know, we've talked about, you know, drive and being analytical and being an action taker, but are you in control of your life? Are you happy? Generally, are you in a happy relationship? Are you happy with yourself? Are you in control of you, your emotions? There's a lot that you could actually spend a lot of time working on and actually make you a better person. If you are not 10 out of 10 or working towards 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10 in terms of at the moment, you know, but what would 10 out of 10 be? Well, I would have more self-confidence. I wouldn't doubt myself as much. I'd have a way more impressive physique. I'd be able to explain myself more clearly to my clients because I'd have more confidence in my own abilities. Right, well, are you in control? What about home life? What about your relationships? You know, your own internal doubts, fears, frustrations, emotions. Are you a 3 or 4 out of 10? Well, I'm going to tell you now, these excellence attributes, if you end up getting from a 3 to a 4 in all of them, life improves, business improves, money improves, relationships improve. If you go to a 4 and a 5 in a short space of time, immeasurable. I work at these all the time. I never stop working at all of them. Go in search of places. I've got books around me. You know, where can I learn more about my mindset? Where can I learn more about psychology? And interestingly enough, you know, a book I was only reading recently was just about neuroscience. Fascinated about developing a more powerful mindset. Because one of the things that I know is, you know, you can learn biomechanics. You know, you can learn about cells. You can learn about nutrition. But if you are not in control of you, if you're not leading from the front in these excellence habits, it's all useless. It's just information. Because the person that equals success, the person that takes you towards success is you. And if you're not right, how the hell can you move forward? And one of the, you know, I spend a lot of time with the people that I mentor, teaching them how to get in control, teaching them all of the mindset processes and removal of fears and doubts. And then the last one is very, very important. Whether you work for yourself and you own a gym and you have a team, or whether you are just coaching your clients, are you a leader? Leaders inspire other people by their own actions. If you own a gym and you have a team and your team aren't rowing the boat for you, are you inspiring them in any shape or form? If your clients are not compliant and they're not following your programming, look through these excellence attributes. Imagine how your clients would be if they saw your internal drive and they saw your desire to improve and they saw how confident you were, the fact you were always working hard, you're always moving forward, you were always keeping on top of their programs. You're always being analytical with their data and making sure that you were making tweaks to their programs. You just wanted to do more. You know, you didn't doubt their abilities. Your growth mindset was so infectious to them because you're always improving. There's no distance that's too far to go and travel. There's no money that's too expensive to invest in you getting better. You know with optimism that your clients are going to improve and they're going to get better and you're going to do everything you can to help them. And they see that burning desire in your eyes and passion. And then most importantly, they look across and they're just inspired by your level of control in your life. That's what leaders do. You know, and I watch personal trainers that get better with their life, these excellence attributes. And guess what? Their clients watch them and they're inspired by them. We were only talking the other day about Josh, who works for us at M10 and works with the team. And he is Mr. Universe and he's just such an inspirational character. And people watch him and are inspired by his actions. I've always said to myself, I want to improve. all the time and inspire my clients and lead from the front. And I'm going to challenge you guys right now. You know, you don't have to be Mr. Universe, but where are you making progress? What are you doing that's in line with being a leader? Are you always happier? Are you in control of yourself? If you're not, then now's the time to begin. Go through this list: internal drive, competitive edge, confidence, action taker, analytical, growth-minded, optimistic, passionate, in full control. And I promise your leadership skills will improve. Your clientele, the numbers of clients that you've got, will improve. And not only that, client numbers is one thing. Growth, scale. More people are going to find out about you. You're going to be putting more content out. You'll be going to be full of excitement and energy, and your business is going to move forward. Guys, excellence attributes are so important. And as I've said throughout the whole of this podcast, I spend so much of my time helping people align these. And when you want to know what Facebook ads are going to make you money and what Google ads are going to make you money and what ebooks are going to sell the most, if I go down this list and say, guys, you're about 3 out of 10 in 6 of these. If you simply bring those up, you're more confident, you write better, you know your division, you know your mission, your internal drive completely transforms. That's where all this thing, everything starts to come together. So I don't allow anybody to know some of the sexy stuff unless I see excellence moving forward, because I want a lifetime of success for anybody I work with, not short success and then a deep dive into lack of progress. It wants to be a continual rise. So guys, this has been a really, really enjoyable podcast for me to record, episode for me to record. I'm so grateful to each and every one of you for being a part of this journey with me, allowing me to share my experience, my knowledge, and my learnings, guys. I'm never out of a book. You know, I'm never not learning. Last week with one of my mentors, just sit down grinding through challenges for me. I'm always trying to work through my excellence attributes and where I can improve, and giving you the ability to learn from me and also what I teach other people. This is stuff that not only has been researched, it's stuff that's been proven to work. So if you've enjoyed this episode, please share it on the podcast. I want to know how many of you enjoyed it. I want to know how many of you are going to make a commitment and showcase to other people in the world out there that you're going to level up. You're going to accept that excellence does not have a finish line. You're going to accept that in order for you to improve and be the very best, that you have to commit to excellence in all areas. It is everything that is going to take you further forward to achieving your vision, your dream, and helping every single person that you've committed to with the mission that you've created. Guys, I'm so excited for you. Before I leave, I just want to give you a reminder that the Average Joe and Body Transformation Seminars, where I not only teach you how to get results with those two types of clients, I'm going to be instilling more of the growth development strategies with you to help you become a better coach. I'm going to be teaching you our matrix, how exactly we program our clients and help them achieve the level of results that we do. I'm very excited to see you 16th and 17th of February. Go straight to m10life.com/education and I shall see you soon. Guys, please share the podcast. Send me a DM. Let me know I've helped you in any way if I have, and any suggestions for the podcast. Guys, have a fantastic day. Speak to you soon.